I find your grace in the rhythm of life. Your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place.
Recognition of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome, dear viewers, to another episode of our program, Recognition of Allah Almighty. And we're going to continue right from where we left off in the first episode. As you may recall, in the first episode, we discussed the importance of having the recognition of Allah, ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed this word ma'rifah itself. In terminology, what does it mean? Istilahan. Having knowledge of the dhat, the athar, and the particulars of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We mentioned how when a person contemplates how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering His mercy and blessings upon him day and night, and the person realizes how great Allah is, how grand Allah is, how powerful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, then subhanAllah, he devotes himself to the Lord Almighty. He loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This love increases. Reverence towards his creator increases. Why? Because this is from the fawaid, the benefits of having the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His dhat, his athar. What are the athar? We see Allah is providing sustenance for us. We see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting us. We see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keeping us alive, is sustaining us. We see all of these things. So continuing this, inshallah, the benefits of ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognition of Allah Almighty. Know that the one who has ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes close to him, Jalla Jalaluhu. The one who has more ma'rifah becomes more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his status is increased in accordance to that. So one of the biggest benefits of having the recognition of Allah Almighty is that you become close to your creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. Here, a question may arise that you have somebody who does not ascribe himself to Islam, who does not believe in monotheism, does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not believe in a Lord. Why must he reflect? What things are there to develop this mind in him? What things are present that will develop this mindset within him to learn about a creator? Because clearly he is not ascribing himself to any religion, to Islam or any other religion. He doesn't believe in Allah. What are the things that will draw him to this recognition? What will draw him to think of the Creator? This is a question. Now, there's many answers. Just to highlight a few answers in this regard. It is within the nature and disposition of insan, of human, to go deeply into things, to ponder and reflect. This is known throughout the world, throughout society. We reflect, we think deeply, contemplate regarding things. Take, for example, an individual who may have had an accident and he wakes up, he opens his eyes and he's on a hospital bed. What will happen? Of course, he'll have a number of questions in his mind. What happened? How did I reach here? What caused the accident? Have I suffered any major injury? Have I broke any bones? All of these questions will be circulating in his mind and he'll ask people. Why? Because this is within the nature of insan to ask, to get to the bottom of things. And similarly, when we look at young children, we see that it's within their nature to ask a number of questions. They may ask us about anything and everything. Dad, why this? Mom, why that? So it's within insan from a young age. And this continues throughout the life of a human. Now, this pursuit of getting to the bottom of things, learning about things, the deeper meanings of things, which is found within the nature and disposition of human beings. Ask yourself, when a person who has this within his nature, to learn about things on a deeper level. When he looks around and he sees the clouds, he sees the earth, he sees the rivers, he sees the oceans, greenery, animals, the various races of humankind. He sees the birds chirping, flying. He sees trees growing, plants, wildlife, all of these things. When he ponders, when he reflects, then this reflection will definitely lead to one thinking, who is behind this? Look at the sophistication in the creation. Look at the perfection in the creation. Look how everything is running according to a system, a precise system. Who is behind this? So when insan, when a non-Muslim, when an atheist sees these things, most definitely it leads him to that question. Who is behind this? And obviously, the answer is none other than Allah Jalla wa Ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of all. Allah ta'ala is running the system. Allah ta'ala is ensuring that everything is running. Person, if he were to focus just upon his own dhat, not anything else. Where did I come from? How come I come to this world for a appointed time? Can I leave? Where do I go? Why do I go? How do I go? This body, what leaves the body and results in death? What's the purpose behind all of this? When someone asks himself these questions, his own conscience asks him these questions, then no doubt Allah Ta'ala, if he is merciful to such a person and blesses him with iman and gives him tawfiq because of his pursuit, this person will come to the understanding, will come to the conclusion that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created everything. So all of these things will make a person pursue the ma'rifah of Allah, the ma'rifah of the creator, of the khaliq, of the Lord Almighty. Let's look at it from a different angle. A person, he desires to go to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, Zadaha Allahu Sharafan wa Ta'azima. He sleeps at night. And when he sleeps at night, he's in his hometown, far away from Madinah Al-Munawwara. He opens his eyes and he finds himself in the blessed city of Madinah Al-Munawwara. Zadaha Allahu Sharafan wa Ta'azima. He went to sleep in his own city, in his hometown. He wakes up and he's in Madinah Al-Munawwara. And when he finds himself in Madinah Al-Munawwara, he's in the hotel. He sees that he's not at home. So he asks himself, okay, so if I'm in this blessed city, I'm going to need money to survive. I'm going to need to pay for things. He puts his hand in his pocket. Lo and behold, there are riyal in his pocket. Allahu Akbar. He wakes up. He finds his shoes there. He finds a whole suitcase of his clothing. All the necessities. He needs to go to the toilet, finds everything there. Shampoo, towels, clothes, everything. Toothpaste. He feels hungry. He opens the fridge, the mini fridge, finds food in there. Allahu Akbar. He finds many types and various types of food in the fridge. So he thinks to himself, who arranged all of this for me? Where did this arrangement come from? And as soon as he leaves the hotel, he comes outside the hotel, before him there's an Islamic brother. That Islamic brother says, I've been waiting for you. Because what do you mean? Because I'm here to take you. Take me where? To Masjid al-Nabawi. Okay. And if he meets anyone he's acquainted with there, and that person says to him, oh, you're in Medina Sharif as well? He says, yes, I'm in Medina Sharif as well. But all this time he's thinking, how did I get here? How did this happen? I went to sleep at night in my hometown, in my own bed, and I woke up in the best of all cities. Allahu Akbar Kabira. All of the necessities, all the things that he needed were there as well. All the arrangements have been made as well. And think to yourself, throughout his day, will these questions not keep coming to his mind? That how did this happen? I'm bamboozled, I'm confused. Okay, it's happened, it's a big blessing, alhamdulillah. But how did it happen? Now look at this example. This example of someone finding himself in Madinah Al-Munawwara with all the arrangements out of the blue, He went to sleep at home, woke up in the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's thinking, how did this happen? Now, using this example as a base, let's come to our main point. We came into this world. We feel hungry. We need to strengthen our bodies. We need to nourish our bodies. Allah Ta'ala has already placed means for us to satiate ourselves. There's milk here, there's food here, there's meat here, there's vegetables here. We came to the world, we fall ill. Allah Ta'ala has already taken care of that. There's medicine made from the extracts of the earth, plants of the earth, other things of the earth. That's already taken care of. Then what happens? Our bodies in this world need various vitamins and minerals. We need protein. We need this vitamin, vitamin B, vitamin D, vitamin C. Allah Ta'ala has placed these various vitamins in different types of foods. Have an orange, your vitamin C would increase. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has taken care of this issue as well. What we need to eat to gain a certain vitamin, to increase a certain vitamin if it's become low in our body. So Allah Ta'ala has given us all of this. Food, vitamins, medicines, crops. Where there's a need for rain, Allah Ta'ala showers rain there. We receive water from the rain, of course, from the skies, from the clouds. Allah Ta'ala has made the entire system of the world and the universe in such a way that there's means everywhere, asbab everywhere. Allahu Akbar. Eating, living, staying, residing, all of these things are taken care of. Now, let's think. A Muslim will attribute all of this to Allah. But a non-Muslim, and that's who we were speaking of, someone who doesn't have ma'rifah of Allah, surely he must think about these things. Surely he must think about the intricate creation of the dunya, the oceans, the seas, land, crops, food, comfort, medicine, vitamins, minerals, mountains, trees, food, animals. Where has all this come from? How did this come about? This is a question that the non-Muslim, the atheist, has to ask himself. The different seasons, the sun, the moon, the soil, the earth, everything, every single thing a person looks at, this compels him to ponder. How? Where? When? Allahu Akbar Kabira. Now he sees the oceans, vast oceans, and he sees so many things that are extracted. We learn that so many things are extracted from the depths of the oceans and the seas. Things that we use every day. The natural resources that are extracted from the earth, from the seas. Oil, coal, so many things. Allahu Akbar. All of these things compel a person to think and ponder, to gain ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he sees all these things, when he reads about these things, natural minerals in the earth, did it just come about by chance? Did it just happen just like that without any mujid, without any initiator, without a higher power? Of course not. So the question was, a person who doesn't ascribe to a religion, to Islam, to monotheism. In fact, he's a disbeliever in all of these things. How can he gain ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the answer is, the way he gains ma'rifah of Allah is by pondering. And this pondering is a natural thing within a human being. We ponder all the time. The greatest pondering and reflection and contemplation is regarding this. Regarding the dunya, where did it come from? How did it come about? And if that person is sincere, Allah Ta'ala will provide him and bless him with ma'rifah. Ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see snow melting. We see powerful mountains. We see all of these things. For whom? Who did Allah Ta'ala create food for on earth? Who did Allah create medicine for on earth? Who did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create these natural resources and minerals for on the earth? Who did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the earth for, the land for, the sea for? Who? For humans. Humans used the sea to travel. Before planes, most of the traveling was done via seas, ships, even today. Many ships that travel, people travel by sea as well. So all of these things, even a plane itself, the creation of the plane. Allah Ta'ala gave intellect to insan. Insan was able to create a plane. Now that plane enables a person to reach Makkah al-Mukarramah in 8 hours, in 10 hours. Go for Hajj, go for Umrah. In previous times, people would undertake journeys of several months just to reach the blessed lands of Makkah and Medina. But look at this ease. Look at this facilitation. For whom? For insan. Now when insan reflects and he realizes that Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala is behind all of this, then what does he do? He shows gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does he show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believes in the creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla. He does not reject the dhat of Allah. He does not say that Allah does not exist, that there is no higher power, which is Allah. So this pondering alone, which is a natural disposition of insan, will lead that person to the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They create this desire within insan to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these were just some asbab that were mentioned regarding how to find out about the ma'rifah of Allah ta'ala, how to attain the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is it important? Why the soul desires this? Because Allah ta'ala has created that disposition, that inclination, that desire within the soul to learn about its creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the greatest form of gratitude, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if somebody wakes up one day, just to give another example, someone wakes up one day and he finds £1 million in his bank account, and he's allowed to spend it however he likes, or whatever he likes, when he likes. Surely a million and one questions will come to his mind. Where does this money come from? I don't have this many savings. Especially if that person was poor. He doesn't have money for medicine, he doesn't have money for bills, barely can make ends meet, struggling financially. He wakes up and he sees 1 and 6 figures after it. £1 million. He'll be very perplexed. Say, okay, I'll spend it, but where did it come from? How have we been blessed with this money? What's going on here? So he spends some on shopping, some on wedding expenses. He gets treatment from a top doctor. He buys furniture for his home. But he will not be able to go to sleep. Or he will not be able to close this chapter without understanding and finding out how that money got into his account in the first place. So this is just an example of why it's important to understand, reflect, contemplate. Now think about it. Allah has placed nur in our eyes. We see with those eyes. These eyes didn't just come about out of nothing. Allah Ta'ala is the creator. Ears, how do we hear things? How do we converse and listen to what people are saying? Allah has given us ears. Allah has given that faculty. The ability to think, Allah has given us that. When we ponder like this, every single thing we do on a daily basis, all these blessings that we utilize on a daily basis, where are they from? They are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has told us that when you were born, you didn't know anything. And gradually Allah taught you. Allah gave you abilities. Allah gave you skills. Allah ta'ala gave you awareness. Allah gave you recognition. Allah ta'ala gave you understanding and knowledge. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَبُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah Ta'ala, when He removed you from your mother's wombs, لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. We did not know anything. He didn't know any single thing. Gradually, Allah Ta'ala granted you knowledge. Allah Ta'ala granted you awareness. Allah Ta'ala granted you recognition. Now this itself is a maqam, is a place where we should ponder. We should show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should humble ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should reflect upon our Creator's blessings upon us day and night. And when we do this, subhanAllah, that's when we gain the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reflecting upon the dunya, reflecting upon the universe, all the worlds, the galaxies, the Milky Ways. This only leads us to one conclusion, that there's a Creator behind all of this. Who is that Creator? Allah Rabbul Alameen, the Creator of all the worlds, the Lord of all the worlds, the Sustainer of all the worlds. This is Him alone, Jalla Jalalu. He is Qadri Mutlaq. He is the one who runs everything. It is through Him that we exist. And when we ponder like this, when we reflect like this, then لا محالة, most definitely we will gain the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala increase us in this regard and preserve our iman and ma'rifah of him jalla jalaluhu. Ameen. Bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every breath I find your grace. In the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place.
Recognition of Allah.